This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Listen to us on KPFK, KPFA, and other Pacific affiliates, and watch us on Free Speech TV Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Tens of thousands of people marched in Los Angeles from MacArthur Park to a federal building in downtown LA on Saturday, expressing their discontent with the Electoral College win of Donald Trump for president. The march was one of many that took place in cities around the country, including in Oakland, New York, Portland, and more. In LA, people marched every night since the night after the election. Today, we'll bring you this report from the Saturday demonstration. It's Saturday morning near MacArthur Park in Los Angeles, and tens of thousands of people have been walking on the streets of LA, starting from MacArthur Park at 10 a.m. The line of people was nonstop and continuous. Thousands of people of different races and ages saying, "Not my president, dump Trump," and expressing their general anger with what has happened in the election. I spoke with a lot of young folks, some as young as 12, as well as mothers, about why they were here and how upset they're feeling about this election. This is just one city of many where protests have broken out across the country that in the wake of the election. And today you'll hear and view some of the voices of people who are angry and who feel like they are part of the resistance to President-elect Trump.
My name is Stephanie. I'm from New York, and I'm here today because it's not okay how our president thinks about women. Destroy all the progress that we've made in the past over 100 years, and those are the people that make America great again, and that's why I'm here.
So you're just visiting from New York?
Nope, I just moved here.
So do you feel that this is a matter of city dwellers not getting country folks? The rural America being out of touch with cities and vice versa?
Absolutely not. I think it's the other way around. I think, first of all, I think it's harmful to categorize all rural folk as that. I'm not going to go ahead and say that that's the truth.
Because I want to help other people who don't have a voice get heard.
Can you read out your sign?
Yeah, it says immigrants, women, people of color, the LGBTQ community, and Muslim people make America great.
How did you feel after the election?
I felt sad, but I felt that we still need to do something and we can't just accept the results.
And are you happy to see all these people today?
Yeah, I'm really happy that all of these people are here today.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
So you weren't able to vote?
No, I was not.
And what do you think your future will be like under President Trump?
I think that a lot of things are going to change because of all of the policies that he wants to put forth, but I think that we can still keep trying to be heard and try to keep changing things even with him.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter! Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
Trump, I'm my president. I'm Mexican. And I love to Hillary Clinton.
What's your name?
Roberto Luna.
And why is Trump not your president?
I make a protest for not my president Trump.
Why do you not like Trump?
Because he separated to the family, Latin family, con the he wants sent to the a lot of people to Mexico, to Central America, South America. Because he not like the president.
Can you give your message to President-elect Trump? And you can say it in Spanish. Just say whatever you want to say to President Trump.
Yo quiero que Hillary Clinton hubiera sido mi presidenta, pero nos robaron los votos. Por eso estoy protestando contra ese robo que tuvieron a favor de Donald Trump.
My name is Tian Le. My sign says immigrants make America great. I'm here to voice my deep concern over the election of President or the election of Donald Trump, and I want to send a message to all the people who voted for him that this is something that we won't stand for.
Why do you think so many people voted for him?
I think it's a lot of people who are disaffected and feel like the system has overlooked them, and this is their way of fighting back because they feel like Donald Trump has their best interest in mind, but we'll see if that's the case.
Have you done a lot of political protesting before?
Yeah, I've done some things for Black Lives Matter, Prop 8 back in college when Prop 8 was passed. So a little bit, but not as much as I would like to.
Are you surprised by how many people showed up today?
Yeah! I've been standing here for about 5-7 minutes, and it's a never-ending sea of people.
This is, I am undocumented, unafraid, and unapologetic. I am an American, and I deserve to be here.
How long have you been here?
Since I was 5 years old.
And does Donald Trump's presidency, what does that mean for you personally?
He has threatened to repeal DACA, and I am a DACA recipient. I went through UCLA, I work, and I paid my taxes. And I'm not gonna let you ruin what I've worked for all this time and my parents' legacy. I will not let you hurt me, my parents, or any member of my community, or Black Lives Matter, the LGBT community, or any marginalized group that he has targeted.
And how do you think we can stop him?
You know what? Right now we'll stop by protesting. But if we have to lobby, we will lobby. If we have to write up our new legislations, we'll write new legislations. And I hope, Donald Trump, that you see all the people that are against you. And all we want is for you to stop being such a divisive person and be the president that people want you to be.
How did you feel on the night of the election?
I was heartbroken and I couldn't believe it. And after crying and after worrying, after being scared, now I'm energized to fight back. Because this is about fighting back and not sitting back and be passive, about a possible fascist America.
Have you noticed any incidents of yourself or part of the people you know that have already been sort of attacked simply for being immigrant or brown skin?
Yes, we see a lot of stories. I live in Chino Hills and I know of a story that happened on the shops that a young lady was assaulted by two white men just because she was brown. And nobody did anything to protect her until the very end. And that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable because we are all American, whether you're documented or not. But she was a citizen. She is a citizen. And that is not fair because you want to make America great again. Start by protecting the Americans.
Thank you so much.
I'm Catherine.
Can you tell me what your sign says?
Well, it says, damn Donald, back at it again with all the terrible stuff he's done.
The other side?
Cal exit.
What does that mean?
California should separate from America so that we can kind of like get away from this terrible thing that has happened.
How old are you?
13.
How did you feel when the election happened?
I felt like crying because this is my future. It's going to affect everything that's going to happen for me.
Do you feel helpless because you weren't able to vote?
Kind of, yeah. I know that a lot of people that wanted to vote like towards the ideals that I believe in are kind of underage, and so that felt kind of unfair.
Do you think racism will die out?
It's never going to die out, but we can always try and cover it.
My name is Jesse.
And why are you here today?
I'm here because I know a lot of people that may feel like they don't belong here because of what Trump said. My sign says we are love, because I don't want people who did vote for Trump to think that, you know, we're against them or anything. We're just for love for everyone.
And how did you feel on the night of the election?
I don't know. It felt like it was like I was in a dream or a nightmare or something. It was really weird. I didn't expect it to happen, but it's what happened.
I'm Tim.
I'm Virginie.
oh, this says our values, our rights, our democracy have been threatened. We will fight for them.
Mine says, not a professional protester, just a nasty woman, in reference to Donald Trump's ridiculous tweet. He called Hillary Clinton a nasty woman, and then he tweeted a few days ago that a small group of professional protesters incited by the media are gonna go out on the streets. And I want him to know that we aren't professionals. We're people who are generally afraid of what's to come from his administration.
How did you guys feel on election night?
As devastated.
Yeah, there was a lot of grief and feeling of loss.
Totally blindsided.
Jeff and Tracy.
Tracy.
This is a sign for the Chinese Americans against Trump because he violates the basic rights of the people. And he's a sexist, he's a racist, he's a xenophobic, and he's in violation of so many basic principles.
He is against our American dream, and I'm against him.
What is the American dream to you?
American dream is for everyone to have an opportunity to become a better person here. And he is a racist and a sexist. And we are so against him.
My name is Liz Baldwin.
And you've lost your voice because you've spent the last few days protesting?
Yes, I'm screaming too much.
You're also wearing a glove?
Yeah, I'm picking up trash. I have a bag for trash, and I'm going to begin to pick up trash because I see a lot of it, because I bet there'll be a lot of it.
Why does your sign say, my body, my choice?
With Donald Trump as our president, and more importantly, Mike Pence as our vice president, I'm afraid for women, and I'm afraid that women's rights to abortion and birth control will be taken away. I think it's important to tell Donald Trump and Mike Pence that they do not represent America, and that there's a lot of people they need to please that they are not pleasing now.
Why are you wearing a safety pin on your shirt?
Showing alliance with my brothers and sisters who are immigrants, who are gay, who are women, anyone who is not a white man. I want to show them that I'm not a crazy white person.
And so it's your way of showing solidarity?
Yes.
My name's Maya, and I'm here because I don't agree with, like, Donald Trump.
And your sign says?
Don't deport my friends.
And you have friends that are undocumented?
Most of my friends at school, just, yeah.
How old are you?
12. Today's my birthday, so.
Wow, happy birthday. Are you happy to be spending your birthday here?
Yeah.
Were you surprised to see so many people?
Not really. I knew that people would come out and try to make a difference.
What was it like at school the day after the election?
It was really quiet. All the teachers were really silent and sad.
Did anybody cry?
Some teachers were crying and some students were crying.
So you were not old enough to vote, but you have to live with President Trump for the next 4 years. How does that make you feel?
It's just really sad and disheartening.
Do you think being here might make a difference?
Yeah, I think that if everyone comes and enough people come and be recognized, I think it'll make a big difference.
My name is Randall Anna. I'm here because I don't stand for what Trump stands for. There's so many people in LA that make up the fabric of our society here, and Trump is a threat to them. Trump and his regime are a threat to our society here in LA, and I don't stand for that.
How did you feel on election night?
I felt terrible. I mean, honestly, the other reason I'm here is the Electoral College does not represent all people.
Give me your sign.
Here are the numbers. On top are the number of people that voted in the national popular vote for Hillary Clinton. Here are the numbers for Donald Trump. That's a disparity of 575,000 people. It's over 500,000 people that are not having their voice spoken for in this democracy that we live in.
And in 2012, Trump called the Electoral College a disaster and a joke. Do you think if the situation had been flipped, he would have been saying the same thing now?
Absolutely. I mean, just as Arturo said, he's a marketer. That's all he does. You know, a few weeks ago, he was saying that the whole election was rigged. Now that it went in his favor, he's not saying that anymore. I mean, That might be the only thing I've ever agreed with him on, is that the electoral college is a joke.
It's a rigging of the system?
Absolutely.
Arturo Villa, I'm here because I'm very upset at what has happened in this country. This is not the America that I came here from, Cuba. We lived under communism, and I see Donald Trump as kind of the same kind of megalomaniac that Fidel Castro was when I was a child.
But he says he's capitalist. He's not communist.
No, it has nothing to do with communism. It has to do with the fact of a narcissistic leader, quote unquote, that is all for himself. I know they're totally different people, but I see Fidel Castro, Putin, Trump as the same kind of quote-unquote leader. Like, it's the masses moving. He lies every other sentence that he says, and the masses follow him. And I don't agree.
You think we need to move beyond labels of left and right?
Yeah, I'm actually independent. I'm more about the personality. I've voted both parties in the past. And I'm more about the personality of the president. He's supposed to inspire people. Look at this. This is not inspiring anybody. I've never seen this turnout for any president. I've been voting since 1980, and I've never seen this kind of turnout created by a president or president-elect. It's brought up this amount of discontent in people. I've never witnessed this before.
Who did you vote for this time, if you don't mind saying?
For Hillary, yeah.
Did you vote for her because she inspired you? Or?
I thought she is more qualified. Yeah, she has a lot of faults and not the best choice for me. But she was painted, she has been painted as a liar and a crook. And Trump did a really good job with his marketing. He is an expert at marketing. That I will give to him. He's a celebrity that knows exactly how to manipulate the media. I love America, and I wish the best. And I'm going to try to, like, really give him a chance, because I do love this country. And my country comes first.
That's a special report from the massive march in Los Angeles that took place on Saturday morning in protest of the Electoral College win of Donald Trump. This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Golhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/RUWithSonali.